KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A. Hey, what are all you guys doing here? What's the deal here? We have our concert club members with us. We have our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. And we have the North Mississippi All-Stars, y'all. Come on. New album is out today. It's the birthday of Prayer for Peace today. So that's really exciting to have the North Mississippi's here on the day their new album comes out. They'll be at Water the Records today at 5, and then night 2 of 3 nights at Antone's is tonight. Without any further ado, live on KUTX, the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Look back at the crossroads seen in our grandfather's time. A lot of changes come and gone, but I waited more wise. Made me want to hollow, made me want to moan. Pray for peace, it's a pray for peace. Hearted to see their children's children right back where it started. Made me wanna hollow, make me wanna moan. Pray for peace, it's a pray for peace.
Shall we pray together? Shall we pray?
children's face. Makes me pray ignorance and hate disintegrate in space. Shall we pray? Pray for peace. What's up? 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 Pray for peace.
Mississippi All-Stars, y'all.
Thank you.
Live on KUTX, the new album, Prayer for Peace, is out today. Happy birthday to you and the album. Nice work.
Thank you. Whose birthday?
The album's birthday.
It's the album's birthday.
Yeah. It's born today. You'll celebrate at Waterloo Records at 5 and then off to Antone's tonight again. When did you know that Prayer for Peace is what you wanted to put front and center as an album title and the title of the tour as well?
Well, I started saying it at the end of the concerts a while back. The song was written about a year and a half, 2 years ago. There was a lot of state legislation in the South that I was reacting to, and there was a lot of violence, and that's what, I started saying that the music is a prayer for peace, you know, the communal act of being together with live music, that is the prayer for peace. And so I wrote that song. I woke up one morning on the blues cruise thinking about Buddy Guy. And then that led to Mavis Staples and just like the, you know, they're American heroes, you know. And I just woke up and started writing something from that perspective, from the perspective of someone who's seen so much, you know.
I remember you guys did a great Staples cover a while back. Was it Freedom Highway?
Freedom Highway, that's right, yeah.
Prayer for Peace. And you recorded this album all over the place, like at six different studios, six different places. Why did it come out that way, that you recorded all over the place?
We tour all the time, you know, so it really made sense. And it really helps in capturing the live, spontaneous, loose feeling that is our band, you know. It's like when we belabor it and put the microscope on it and overproduce it, it doesn't work. So we like to record fast and loose and sloppy and then spend more time in post-production cleaning it up. But it was great. I did some of the guitars here in Austin, New Orleans, New York City, Memphis.
And one of the places you recorded at, Zebra Ranch Recording Studios, was opened by one of my heroes, who happens to be your father, Jim Dickinson. And I was wondering, first of all, is it fun to be there at the home studio that your dad built? And also, what do you think he would think that you guys are making a life out of music at this point?
I think he'd be proud of us, and I know he'd be glad that we're together and playing music and keeping it real.
Those studios at the house?
It's our mom's place. No one lives there anymore, but that's the Electric Church and Fellowship Hall, as I like to call it. You know, any great studio is like a church or a kitchen. It's a place meant to do a thing, and when families do it and people do it time after time again, it just becomes like a portal. You know, the path is so well beaten that it. And Royal Studio is exactly great example. It's not, you know, it's like inspiration is like to seek it is to deny it. You know, but I always say, like, singing on Al Green's microphone for someone like me, it's like, it's not intimidating, it's encouraging, you know, and I'm not looking for inspiration because it's a time we got to go to work, you know, like, you can't go searching for inspiration, you got to put the work in.
When you were playing the slide on that last song, I was thinking about the Allman Brothers, and I know Oteil Burbridge from the Brothers and Dead & Company is one of the guests on this album.
He's on that song, yeah.
And, you know, we're all still a little reeling from the passing of Greg Allman. Did you have any interaction with Greg over the years?
We played with Greg a number of times, sitting in with the Allman Brothers, thanks to Warren Haynes and Derek who invite us. But one time we opened up for the Brothers, and Greg stood in the wings and watched us. And we had a really great show that day, and afterwards we went to him, and he was like, "You guys are brothers, right?" And we're like, "Yeah, man." He was like, "Make the most out of every day and take care of one another."
Wow. You gave me chills.
Yeah.
The North Mississippi All-Stars are here. You can visit with them at Waterloo today at 5. Three nights in Austin. We feel really blessed. Last night was night one. Tonight, night two at Antone's. And tomorrow night, night three. The new album is Prayer for Peace. It's out today. And we have another song live from the North Mississippi's on KUTX.
All right.
Thank you. shaggy hounds, take them 22 dogs around Miss Maybell down in Maybell. Let me be your hopping frog.
Mississippi All-Stars, live on KUTX. Dominic Davis on the bass. Thank you, sir. Cody Dickinson on drums and vocals. And brother Luther Dickinson on guitar and vocals. The album's out today. It's called Prayer for Peace. You can spend time with these guys at Waterloo at 5, at Antone's tonight and tomorrow night. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks to our multimedia team, you'll be able to watch this session online at KUTX.org and listen to the whole thing. In fact, we're going to sign off the airwaves. We're going to do one more for all y'all here, and then we'll post the whole thing at the website. North Mississippi All-Stars have been live on KUTX.